You have just been ghosted. You were talking to a poltergeist. You were talking to maybe a demon. I don't even know. And now this person is not talking to you. Maybe the aliens came and picked them up. Maybe they've been kidnapped. You have no idea what happened. And so you're sitting there and you're like, are they even like, are they in trouble? Like, what happened? And then you see them post on social media. And then you see them out and you're like, man, this person just ghosted me. What do you do? How do you react? What is the process with this? How do you even understand what just happened? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to give you everything that you need to know. What is up, guys? Sumi here, and I talk a lot about relationships, mentality, business, lifestyle, and all the above. And today, I'm going to talk about getting ghosted. This one's a good one, okay? Because in today's generation, we live in a world that's basically haunted, okay? Everyone's ghosting everybody. Everyone just says, hey, look, it's too much effort and energy for me to reply and tell this person I'm not interested in them, so I'm just gonna vanish. That's what they do a lot of times. And it's so easy for us to ghost other people because we're not always seeing each other. We're on dating apps, we're on social media, we're on the internet. So cutting off communication is like the easiest thing that we can do. We just don't have to respond. We can block you and we'll never have to talk to you again. So ghosting is like actually viable. Back in the day, this was not a thing. You'd see him at the gym, you'd see him at work, because that's the places you met people. So if you met somebody, ghosting them wasn't really an option because they're around where you are. So it's just not realistic. But in the digital generation of Zoom calls and virtual meetings that we have today, ghosting is the easiest thing to do and it takes absolutely no effort. And a lot of times, it makes sense to the person that's ghosting you because it's a lack of effort on them. It's easy for them. It's philosophically for them. I'll just cut this person off and that's it. And I'm going to tell you what to do about ghosting. But first, let's talk about why they ghosted you. What's the reason? I really liked you. I really cared about you. Why would you do this to me? People ghost you for different reasons, but it's not the reasons that you think. A lot of times people will say, oh, it's because they were intimidated by you. Oh, it's because you were out of their league. Don't listen to this nonsense. It's typically because they just could not see themselves being with you. They could not see themselves sexualizing you in the relationship or seeing a good fit. Listen, when guys ghost you, it's because they feel that you're not going to give them what they're looking for very quickly. They can't sexualize you quickly enough. They can't really see themselves being very intimate with you in a physical manner, so they pull away and they completely just drop it. Also, a guy will ghost you if you say something that kind of trips him off to you just being a very negative person, okay? It may not be something that you're intentionally doing, but there might be something that you might have said that triggers him. There's trauma, and he just kind of wants to pull away. Third thing, a guy will ghost you if he believes that you're high maintenance, or on the flip side of this, he believes that you're very, very desperate and you don't have a lot of options. You're just not worth his time, or you are too much effort for him to involve himself with, so you're like, I gotta get away from her and I just gotta completely cut off, to cause you to lose interest and to cause the desperate person to just kind of crave and fantasize. It's two different metrics here, okay? The high maintenance individual is gonna be very, very disinterested when you're not replying, and the very desperate individual is gonna be very craving when they're not giving the attention. And so the last reason that they will ghost you, this one's weird, is if someone that they're talking to comes back into their life. Maybe they got back with an ex, or maybe they're talking to someone and it got really serious and they just don't want to even involve anymore. They don't know how serious the new relationship is, so they're not going to really say anything like, hey, I'm talking to my girl. And they don't want to cue you to thinking that they're talking to somebody else, because that automatically voids the initial communication and it makes it seem like it was all false and that you were just an option on a platter. Instead, it's easier for them to ghost you because now I don't have to tell you about this girl and I can kind of come back later and say, hey, I was really busy. I'm sorry. You know how life gets. I had this happen, that happened. And they can restart it very easily if that does not work out. So those are the major reasons why people ghost people. There's a lot of variations to this, but simply put, people are not ghosting you because you're very, very attractive or you're an amazing person. They're ghosting you because there's typically a lack of compatibility on their end for a very legitimate reason that only they know, only they internally understand. And here's another thing. I'm gonna talk about women, okay? Why do women ghost men? Sometimes it's because women are just not interested. Women have an abundance of options in today's dating world. And I don't think you guys really understand the amount of DMs attractive girls get. Women that are attractive get 800, 1,000 matches on dating apps. They get tons of guys in their DMs. She's going to ghost you because you were just not a good option for her in terms of what she had on her agenda. I know so many women that have like 3 or 4 dates lined up in a day. And they're like, okay, this guy is the most interesting. I'm going to pick him because he has the most fun thing that I'm going to want to do. And so they just ghost the rest of the guys, or they make up an excuse. But the reality is a lot of times they're very flaky. If you have a girl that just completely ghosts you, it's probably just because she's not interested. Or in one other aspect too, it could be the thing where she has an ex that comes back in, or she's talking to a new guy. And instead of saying, hey, look, like, I'm talking to a guy, I really like him, and I just want to be really honest with you, she's just not going to talk. She's just going to vanish. And look, women are the biggest culprits when it comes to ghosting. Women are the biggest ghosters. So I know a lot of women message me about ghosting because I think it affects you a lot more, because the rejection for a woman hurts a lot more than a man, because as men, we're used to getting rejected. Men are used to getting rejected from day in and day out. We're the ones asking you out. We're the ones trying to take you out. So we're already in the pursuing category. So for us, getting rejected is a very normal thing. But ghosting is definitely a lot more painful when it comes to women, when women are ghosted. But the majority of ghosting is done by women. Women are the flakiest. Women are the biggest ghosters. But this is a very generalistic thing, but I think that every single guy has been ghosted by a woman, but not every single girl has been ghosted by a man. So it's important to understand the dynamics there. Now, let's talk about the mindset that you need to have when you're being ghosted. First and foremost, look, I've been ghosted. I've been ghosted a ton of times, I can't even tell you. You might think, oh, sue me, Mr. Dating Coach, Mr. He Knows It All, he's never been ghosted, or maybe you think I've been ghosted, but the reality is I have been ghosted. I've been ghosted a bunch of times. People have ghosted me left and right. I am Ghostbusters, okay? I am on the show. I am literally Sci-Fi Channel. I've been ghosted a bunch of times. You have no idea. The thing is, I don't get upset about it. I don't get mad about it. If someone does not want to talk to me, it's all good, baby. I don't gotta worry about you anymore. Part of dating is having a lot of options. You can't do this in today's generation where you just talk to one person. I know a lot of you are like, well, I'm very old-fashioned and I'm just gonna do it this way. You're not in the prehistoric times of the Paleolithic era. You're not in the Cretaceous era anymore. We're not in Mesopotamia anymore. This is 2024, 2025. I don't know when you're watching this video. You can't just sit here and talk to one person in the initial phases of dating. You have to talk to multiple people, because it's not about them liking you. It's about them liking you over every person that's talking to them. And if they're a high quality person, if they're a good looking girl or good looking guy, they're talking to other people. Why would you talk to one person that is only talking to one person? It's just not realistic. So I'm not saying that you lie to them. I'm not saying that you say, hey, you're the only person I'm talking to, and you got 10 guys lined up or 10 girls on the side. I'm not saying you lie, but in the very initial parts of communication, you need to be talking to other people. Because if you don't, you hyper-focus on this one person, you fixate over it, you obsess over it. It's very bad. And if they fall off, if they flake, if things don't work out, you're hurt. You're damaged. You're very, very upset. So I appreciate you guys spending time with me here today. Thank you so much for checking into my content. Subscribe by hitting that bell notification so you don't miss videos. And until next time, guys, love you. See you later. Peace.